Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we're featuring some great Motown artists from the 1960s doing some lesser-known Motown Top 40 songs. This half hour, we'll hear from the Marvelettes, Martha the Vandellas, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Edward Starr, Mary Wells, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. All coming up to the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
kick me when I'm down. That's your rule. I don't know why I love you, but I love you. Ooh. Oh, you never stop your cheating ways with another guy. You laugh in my face.
Stevie Wonder with a number 39 tune from 1969, I Don't Know Why. Before that, Martha of the Vandellas, My Baby Loves Me, number 22 from 1966. And we started with the Marvelettes, I'll Keep Holding On, number 34 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during this hour, we're featuring some favorite Motown artists from the 1960s doing top 40 songs that are perhaps lesser known. Well, coming up, that are perhaps lesser known. Well, coming up, the Supremes with their first top 40 song called When the Love Light Starts Shining Through His Eyes. Well, Supremes were originally founded as the Primettes in Detroit, Michigan in 1959. They sang doo-wop, pop, soul, Broadway soul tunes, psychedelic soul, and disco during their career with Motown. They were the most commercially successful Motown acts, and as of this time, are still America's most successful vocal group with 12 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. Well, it didn't always start that way. For the first 2 years signing with Motown from 1961 to 1963, the Supremes released many singles, but none of them were hits. They were known as the no-hit Supremes during Motown during this period of time, if you can believe it. Well, the great writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland were assigned to the Supremes since they had great success with some other Motown acts, and they achieved their first top 40 song coming up. Well, here are Lawrence Ballard, Mary Wilson, and Diana Ross, right here on Motown Memories.
Baby, baby. Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Star a number 21 tune from 1965, Agent 00 Soul. Before that, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with Special Occasion, reaching number 26 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1968. And we started with the Supremes' first top 40 song, reaching number 23 from 1963, When the Love Light Starts Shining Through His Eyes. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great Motown artists from the 1960s with lesser-known Motown top 40 songs. Well, coming up, a song by Mary Wells called What's Easy for Two is So Hard for One, reaching number 29 from 1964. Well, this song was the B-side of a double-sided hit at Motown. The A-side was called You've Lost That Sweetest Boy. What's Easy for Two is So Hard for One was both written and produced by William Smokey Robinson, and it was recorded on August 12, 1963. Mary sounds really smooth in this song, and the hand clapping and organ cushion keeps things lively. This time, there's a tenor sax break in the song. Well, it's to Mary's credit that none of the other folks at Motown that recorded this song, including the Temptations, Connie Hayes, the Marvelettes, and Barbara Rudolph, had a hit with this song. It's interesting to note that the next top 40 song Mary had after this was the number one song, My Girl, and later that year, she left the Motown label and her career ended. Well, here she is, Mary Wells, with What's Easy for Two is So Hard for One, right here on Motown Memory.
That's what I'm trying to do.
80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees. For with your love inside me, that would be all I need. If this world were mine, I'd give you anything.
If this world were mine, I'd make you a king. Well, untold, you could have anything. If this world were mine, I'd give you each day so sunny and blue. If you wanted the moonlight, I'd give you that too. If this world were mine, I'd give you anything.
Oh, baby, you're my consolation, and there's no hesitation when you want me. Honey, just call me.
And oh, you're my inspiration. I feel so much sensation when I'm in your arms, when you're squeezing.
Long as you're loving me.
Oh, 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 oh. With you here in my arms, life is so wonderful.
Oh, 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 oh. Give me plenty loving, baby. Give me plenty loving, honey. Keep on loving.
That wonderful duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together in their peak in 1967. That song was called If This World Were Mine. It reached number 27 on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts and number 68 on the U.S. Billboard charts. And before that, we heard from Glasnightner Pips with Everybody Needs Love, number 39 from 1967. And we started with Mary Wells, What's Easy for Two is So Hard for One, number 29 from 1963. Well, this half hour of Motown Memories comes to a close now. We've featured some great Motown artists with lesser-known top 40 songs. Well, coming up to the next half hour, we'll continue with the same theme. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.